I knew it was going to be that kind of fight, and after four or five rounds, I was thinking, blimey. Had it really close after, I think, six, and then Josh sort of ran away with it. Had him winning by probably four rounds at the end, and he had to change his game plan. You know, he can't just go in. I just said to him in the change room, man, you're not, this isn't European level guys that you can just go in and bulldoze in three or four rounds. You know, these guys are tough, they can punch. No one's queuing up to fight Amagesa. So, you know, that was a real risky fight for him tonight. And I think he really showed some great ability.
And in the first round, he was trying to load with some rail bombs.
Yeah, that's what SA bites. You know, he's very entertaining to watch. But again, Amagesa, you know, you can't just bulldoze these guys. You saw what he done against Rigondo. You know, he's a world-class fighter. And, you know, I was disappointed with the judgy scorecard, the 120-107. Now, it doesn't reflect well on anyone. You see idiots on Twitter, oh, looking corrupt. It's like, it's not corrupt, but what? I don't understand what the judge is watching. If you were the most critical man in the world, you'd give Amagesa three rounds. How can you give him no rounds and a 10-8?
Well, picking up on social media, a lot of people say that Matchroom have got Sky in the back pocket, Glenn McCrory at ringside, you know, sitting right next to the judges, had Josh winning, I think, 115-113, so it just goes to show.
No, well, us and Sky are in each other's pockets. It's a very successful partnership, but everyone's got their own opinion. Like, it's not me scoring a fight and then texting Adam and Johnny and Glenn and saying, oh, make sure you score it like this. Like, Johnny Nelson had Guerrero winning the fight. I disagree. I had Hall by two. But again, five rounds on three cards, or was it six rounds, was very, very wide. You know, but again, scoring's subjective. But I just 120-107. It's not fair on Amagesa. He put everything into the fight, and it's going to go down as a landslide victory, and it wasn't, you know.
Just spoken to Josh and his dad and trainer, Sean, as well. Sean said that in an ideal world, he might like one or two more fights before a world title fight. But as we saw with AJ last week, he said when the opportunity comes along, you've got to grab it. When do you think that opportunity is going to be for Josh?
Well, it could be next. You know, I mean, the problem is when you fight a guy like Amagesa, what's the next level? You know, I mean, stylistically, Amagesa is very, very difficult. You know, maybe as difficult as Selby. So, what time do you... Like, for me, he's as prepared now as he potentially could ever be. So, if we roll the dice next, we roll the dice. But, you know, I think one more, max. But it's who we're going to fight.
You mentioned Selby there as an option. Is that something that you're determined to make happen at some point?
I just like the fight. I just think it's a good fight. Of course, two Brits fighting for a world title. Everybody loves to see it. And I think it's a competitive fight as well. Selby wants it and Josh wants it. It's just a case of, you know, he's got a great thing going here, you know. So it's a case of, do I have one more or do I jump into Selby? I think the fans want the Selby fight now. So if it's the right thing for Josh's progression, that's what we'll do.
Great win for Josh Warrington. He's on the up and up. AJ in action soon. You're going to get a big fight as well for Cal Brooks. Yeah. So busy and exciting times.
Busy non-stop. A few beers now. Back to it on Monday.